Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rich Galen is with us, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Rich is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on a 10-year anniversary later this year as a member of our Brain Trust, and that's when he learns that around here, 10-year anniversary is cardboard. And Rich, as you know, is the author and the publisher and the editor and the accountant over at Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column. He is of the Republican persuasion. That means he spins to the right. He's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I'm saving my shirt cardboards just for the occasion.
Exactly. hey, Rich, your old boss, Newt Gingrich, is in the news. But he's also on the hot seat right now. Tell the audience what he's been up to.
Well, we've seen this before. It is a different animal running for president of the United States. I mean, it's not like anything else. And voters in the U.S. don't view voting for president like they do anything else. In a very real sense, it's like voting for royalty, and they take
it's a beauty contest.
Well, it's not. I mean, you know, people say that. Jim, but, you know, Richard Nixon got elected twice, if not three times, and Nobody ever thought he was that terrific. Lyndon Johnson certainly wasn't the most charming guy in the world. Jimmy Carter wasn't either.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Get off that.
When you invoke Carter, I can't argue with that.
I forgot. What people were waiting for when Newt announced for president, especially those of us who have been around him and worked for him, as I have, I was his press secretary and he was House Whip. That's the number two guy in the minority. And then I ran the political communication shop when he was speaker. But what we were concerned about was whether or not he could be disciplined when it came to what, you know, is generally called messaging, which is to say whatever comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first week of the campaign, Newt has proven without any shadow of a doubt that he cannot. And the fear then is that, or at least the result may well be that people say, as I did, I forget where I was quoted, I said, look, he's charming, I love him, he's the smartest guy in the room, he's so smart, he's almost as smart as he
is. Is he too smart?
No, he's not too smart, but he's too... He doesn't have the gene, Jim, that says because it comes into your head doesn't mean it has to come out of your mouth.
Well,
and the campaign's on the rocks.
And you would think, though, after this many years in Washington, that he would have acquired some kind of a filter, wouldn't you?
No, quite the opposite. I mean, you would think that, but it hasn't happened that way. Part of it is because he's been out of public office since 1998. I mean, you know, when he engineered, I mean, look, without him,
that's a long time.
Him, the Republicans would still never have been in the majority. In the
right,
House.
Right.
But the fact is that was 17 years ago, and for a lot of people, that's like talking about FDR.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no question. So basically, I mean, can we say that Gingrich's campaign is over?
I said yesterday that it's functionally over. Can it be resurrected? Sure.
Yeah.
But they need some adult supervision.
You know that I predicted in my 2011 predictions that he would be the front runner at the end of the year.
At the end of 2011.
Yeah.
Well,
so I think,
okay.
I
don't know what kind of car you drive, but let's put that up.
There may be a 12-step program for that. But what about Romney? He's made a mess of things this week too.
Well, they did a very a speech at the University of Michigan to explain what has become known as Romney Care, which is the basis of the president's health care system. And the thing that surprised a lot of people like me who chat with each other all day was that, you know, he's been running for president for 6 years, and you And we would have thought that he would have had a better answer than he apparently
right.
had.
Yeah.
Having said that, he went to Las Vegas and got a bunch of big hitters into the convention center ballroom, where I know you've been, there next to the Hilton. And they raised $10.25 million in one day of making phone calls. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so it may well be that, you know, that pending unforeseen events, that Romney he's the front runner until he's not the front runner.
Well, this thing with the Romney Care thing out of Massachusetts. I mean, I've heard him explain that before, and all he said was, "I had a good plan until the legislature ruined it." I mean, why does he just say that?
Well,
and then that's the story I'm sticking to.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't my fault. It was those Democrats. That's
yeah, exactly.
Say,
that always works.
If you want analysis, you know, we'll talk to Henry Kissinger. I don't need that from you.
Exactly. I don't understand it. So here are these two really, really smart, really successful guys that are foundering. And then we get to hear about Huckabee bowing out. And I have to tell you, when I heard Huckabee bowed out, I said, you know what? I think the Republicans have decided, at least Huckabee has decided, that Obama is going to be hard to beat in 2012.
Well, I think Obama is going to be hard to beat. I mean, any sitting president is difficult to beat. They control a lot of levers of power. But, you know, they do get beat. We didn't have a two-term presidency for a variety of reasons from the end of the Eisenhower administration all the way to the end of the Reagan administration.
Right.
So these things can go wrong. But when you look at these governors that were making all the noise, a couple of months ago, and people said, you know, Chris Christie of New Jersey ought to get in and what have you. My position, if I were advising any or all of them, I would say, look, sit tight. Somebody's going to be the nominee,
yep.
And you ought to, you know, try to be the nominee for vice president. Because you only have to run for 6 weeks, and, if you lose, you go back to the governor's mansion.
What?
If you win, you get everything the president gets, car, house, Secret Service. The only thing you don't get is your own army. He gets that. But the then you can run in 2016, when I think there'll be, 47 people in the race.
But anybody who's going to beat Obama has got to be somebody whose name we know now, doesn't it? I mean, it can't be somebody we've never heard of.
I mean, that would be helpful. And that, I thought, frankly, incorrectly, was Newt's a big leg up in that he didn't have to spend any money on name ID. But, the other side of it is that, everybody knows who he is and half of them don't like him. So you got to.
What about Dan? What's the lady's name out of Wisconsin? The Republican. What's the lady's name?
Michelle Bachmann.
Michelle Bachmann. How about a Daniels Bachmann ticket?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I think Mitch Daniels is now. Mitch Daniels is like the backup quarterback
right.
in an NFL team that's not doing very well.
That comes in and wins the day. 20 after, right back with Rich Gaylor. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.